السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد.
In this verse that I read in chapter 2 Surah Al-Baqarah 253 and many other verses throughout the Holy Quran, Allah says there is a fixed, universal, and historic tradition in this life that does not change. And that tradition is that after the departure of every prophet, every messenger of God, his community are going to be divided, and they are going to fight among themselves. Not just divided in opinion, but this division among them is going to lead into fightings. Iqtital. They kill each other. Listen to the Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah 253. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ Had your Lord willed, he could have prevented that, but he does not prevent that. He does not prevent the fighting. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ And I tell you why he does not prevent the fighting. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ Had your Lord willed, the followers of the prophets and the messengers, they wouldn't have fought against themselves after the departure of their leaders, after the death of their leaders. من بعد ما جاءهم البينات جاءتهم البينات After receiving the clear signs and the prophet is outlining for them what is good and what is bad, they should not fight because everything is clear for them. But yet they fight. They fight among themselves. ولكن اختلف They are divided. فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر As a result of this dichotomy and this division among them, this dissent among them, some are going to follow that straight path and some, unfortunately, not so. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ Some of those, the followers of the Prophet, some of them are going to believe and some of them are going to reject faith. كَفَرْ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ Again Allah says, had I willed, I would have stopped that, prevented that, but I don't do that. Why he doesn't do that? He loves for us to fight and to kill each other? No. He says, because this is against my wisdom. I want to leave people free. I want people to use their mind, their brain. I don't force them to follow a certain path. I want them to discover the path themselves without coercion, without force, without intimidation. Therefore, I don't interfere. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا. Allah would prevent them from fighting and disputing, but He does not do that. He says, because through this dispute, some people are going to discover the truth, and some people are going to insist on falsehood. And this is the tradition of this life. Allah wants us to discover the truth through our own manpower, without coercion, without imposing anything on us. We have to do the homework. We have to struggle. We have to study. We have to work hard until we can find the truth. ولكن وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. It means that this is His wisdom. Allah has a wisdom in this universe. That He wants people to dialogue, to speak to each other. But if they choose to fight, He cannot do anything about it. It's up to them. Some people believe in violence. Some people believe in killing. Some people believe in peace. People are divided into two groups. And therefore, my friends, the Prophet ﷺ on so many occasions, he forewarned his community, the Muslims, during his time, of this upcoming division and ikhtilaf after his death. He mentioned that. He told them, you're going to be divided. The Prophet said to them, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the Lord who controls my soul in His hand, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. You're going to do exactly what communities who did before you, span by span and arm by arm. Everything they did, you're going to do yourself. They said to him, Ya Rasulullah, you mean those, the people of Book, the Jews and the Christians? We're going to do exactly what they did? He said, yes, absolutely. The Prophet was telling them, forewarning them that the Jews and the Christians, after the death or the disappearance, in case of Jesus, not death, He was lifted up to heaven, after they go, their communities are going to fight among themselves. And you Muslims are going to do exactly the same. Exactly the same. حَذْوَ الْقِذَّةِ بِالْقِذَّةِ وَالْرِيشَةِ بِالْرِيشَةِ. These are some figure of speech in Arabic literature that you're going to do exactly what they're going to do or what they did after their prophets. And in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily, path, the right path, according to God, is submission to Him, Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. The reason that made the people who received the book, the scriptures, means the Jews and the Christians, the reason for their dissent, أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. After they received the guidelines, after they received the guidance, and they knew what is right and what is wrong, they chose to divide. Sometimes you can tell God, God, I didn't know what is right and what is wrong. In this case, God says, we taught them. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. We gave them the knowledge. We showed them the way. But despite showing them the way, they decided to fight. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. So why? What was the reason? Allah mentions the reason. بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. Out of envy, obstinacy, and envy, and arrogance. Some people, they have envy. They don't want to follow the right path. They insist that I am right. You know, my friends, if you open any book of hadith today and you go to this title, they have, these books are divided into titles, subtitles. The chapter on Babu Salati ala Nabi, the chapter that teaches us how to say salawat. All of them unanimously, Sahih al-Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, al-Tirmidhi, al-Nisa'i, Ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and all, they say the Prophet said to his companions, if you want to greet me, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim. And don't just say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is not going to be acceptable. It's in their books. لا تصلوا علي الصلاة البتراء. Don't send me an incomplete salat. They said, what do you mean incomplete? He said, أن تصلوا علي وتتركوا آلي. You just mentioned Muhammad and you exclude آل Muhammad. I'm not going to accept that. Allah is not going to accept that. The other day they asked a Saudi sheikh, they ask him, Shaykhana, we read in certain books, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. So what is correct? Wa Alihi Wasallam or Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He says, no, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is correct. Wa Alihi, this is Shi'ar of the Shia. Stay away from that. Don't make the Shia happy. Are you making the Shia happy or are you making the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is in their books. But look at when Allah says baghyan baynahum, I want you to understand. When Allah says out of envy and jealousy they do this, this is an example of it. An example. He insists on falsehood. He insists on something that the Prophet said, don't do. Don't do. This is not my sunnah and I don't like this. When you mention me, mention my family with me. But yet this man at this time, at this age, in the television, on air, live on air, he says, the correct one is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he says, if you want to include his aal, then you have to say Sahaba also. To take revenge, huh? Say Sahaba. This is falsehood. This is baghyan baynahum. This is envy. This is aggression. This is arrogance. This is rejecting Allah and rejecting what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us. Today we have Muslims who practice Islam, but they practice it the way they like, not the way Allah likes, not the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to do. The way, and this is, Allah says, this is not Islam. This is أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. You are not following Islam. You are following your own desire. Your own desire. This is not Islam. Islam, when you, the meaning of Islam is to submit. To submit to Allah, to what Allah has told you. Not to what your inner self tells you. Not to what your ego tells you. This is not Islam. So they were divided. And the division among the Muslims, my friend, that the Prophet prophesied and predicted and foretold and forewarned his community about was not about the Quran. Today all Muslims, they believe that this book is the book of the Muslims, unified book. We don't have two different Qurans. Neither they were divided over who God is. They believe in God. None of us say that Muhammad is God or he's the son of God. Nor they differed over the personality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the difference among the Muslims were not over the issue of Tawheed. We all believe in monotheism, in the existence of God. We all worship God. Neither their difference were over the Prophet, who the Prophet is. We have only one Prophet. We don't have several Prophets. Nor above over the scripture. We have only one scripture, one Quran. We don't have two copies, three copies of this book. What was it then about? What was it? Tell me. It was about the Khilafah and the Imam, a succession to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Imam and Khilafah, someone was asking me, so what? As long as people believe in Quran, they believe in the Prophet, they believe in God, so what? Let them be divided over the Khalifa. No, no. You know why? You know why it is dangerous to be divided over the Khalifa? Because the job of the Khalifa is to interpret the Sunnah of the Prophet, to tell you what is right and what is wrong. The job of the Khalifa is to interpret this book. So if the Khalifa is incompetent, he has no knowledge, he doesn't know what he's talking about, like some of them were, he's going to deviate. He's not going to tell you about the authentic Quran. He's not going to tell you about the authentic seerah of the Prophet. He's going to switch what was halal, originally halal, into haram, and what was haram and bid'ah into halal. This is the danger. Let me ask you this question. Does it matter who becomes the president of the United States of America? Does it really matter? Someone can be. This is why some people say anyone can be the Khalifa of the Prophet. I say anyone can be the president of the United States of America. Huh? Any idiot can run this country. Does it matter? Of course it matters. Why people are fighting 3 years before the presidential elections, people are fighting among themselves. The contenders are fighting among themselves. Each one says, I am better. I am better than him. They are in the same party, in the same ideology, political ideology. They differ, they disagree. They do takfir to each other. Because of course it differs. Not anyone can run the country. You need someone who is the most competent to run the country. So if America requires the most competent to run the country, Islam does not require the most competent? Any jahil can be the Khalifa? Anyone can run for Khalifa and people elect him and he succeed the Prophet? This is absurd. This is unacceptable. So yes, Khalifa is the one who safeguards not only the Prophet who saves God, the future of Islam. People who come after him until the day of judgment, until the last day in this life, whoever succeeds the Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has to be the most competent, has to be the right place, the right person in the right place. This is where we differ. The Shia tradition, we say the Khalifa has to be elected by God, chosen by God, designated by God, and declared by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So I go back to the first point. Allah says, the followers of the messengers and the prophets, they fight among themselves after the death of their leaders. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 253. 253, chapter 2 and verse 253, one of the most critical verses in the Holy Quran. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَكِنْ اخْتَلَفُوا. The followers of the prophets اخْتَلَفُوا. They had dissent and disagreement and disputation among themselves. اختلفوا, and then they were divided into two groups. Allah says, those are not idol worshippers. Those are followers of messengers and prophets. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ. Those who authentically follow the tradition of their prophets and their scriptures, and those who deviate, and those who reject. And inshallah, we can continue on this subject in the future. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: إن أولى الناس بالأنبياء أعلمهم بما جاءوا به. Every community, my friends, the Muslims, all Muslims, if you ask any Muslim today, we have about 1.3 billion probably, or even more, worldwide. If you ask him or her, who's following the Prophet? They say, I follow the Prophet. Others, they don't. If you go to the Christians, go to any church, tell them, where is the way to Jesus? They tell you, this church, exactly this church, not the next door. This one. Salvation is only in this church, not in other churches. If you go to the synagogues, to the Jews, and tell them who is following the straight path, the authentic way, tradition of Moses, alayhi salam, they tell you this synagogue. Others, they don't follow. So everyone is claiming that we are the authentic, we are the original, and others are corrupt. Others are a counterfeit version. Imam Ali has an answer to this in Nahj al-Balagha. He says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِمَا جَاءُوا بِهِ. The nearest people to the prophets and the messengers, the nearest people, the closest people, the most authentic, the true followers. Number one, those who know exactly what the Prophet said, what the Prophet brought from his Lord. Number one, and the one who follows them authentically, follows the tradition of the Prophet and what he brought from his Lord. Why? Because many people, they are the last one to know about their Prophet. Do you think the Christians, they know exactly the message of Jesus? Was it the message of Trinity? They themselves, their philosophers, their theologians, their scholars today, they confess that a Trinity is not part of Christianity, original Christianity. This is something that came centuries after Jesus, many decades after Jesus. It was invented to attract people to Christianity. The same thing if you go to the Jews and tell them, is this exactly the same Torah that Musa alayhi salam received? Many of their theologians and professors, they tell you, no, this is not the original. This was a collection after the destruction of Beit al-Maqdis. Some rabbis, they got together, they put up these books together, a page from here, a page from there, and some of them they invented, they came up with this new version of Torah. Let me ask you this, all Muslims, 1.3 billion, they know exactly what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said or did? Hmm? Many Muslims, they are the last one to know about the Sunnah of the Prophet. The last one to know about it. With the basic things, even with their wudu, they don't know how the Prophet did his wudu. They do it wrongly. With his salat, salat today when they put their hands here, this is not an Islamic. This is, with all respect to our Persian friends, this came from Persia. This came from Persia. It did not exist in Islam. This is, came from Persia. This one. In the Salat. This is not in Islam. The Prophet never did this. Neither Abu Bakr. It happened during the time of the second Caliph. This is not Islamic. But look at the Muslims today. This is why Allah says you have to investigate. You have to study. You have to research. You have to go and find out. You have to struggle to find the authentic path. You can't just take it at face value. You have to go and search. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen says, let me tell you something more. Even during the time of the Prophet, some people did not follow him. Do you want me to show you the evidence? During the time of the Prophet, he was there, he was a present, he was not dead. He was still the leader, leading the prayers, giving the sermons, answering the questions. Still some people did not follow him, rejected him. Where is it? Read Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3. Allah says, after the battle of Uhud, when Muslims, unfortunately, they disobeyed the commands of their leader, they left their positions, they were defeated by Quraysh. Listen to what Allah says in Surah Al-Imran. He says, وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّ. Among some of the companions who left their positions and they run away, and don't let me tell you who ran away on that day. Don't let me tell you the truth. Many people will be shocked. Don't let me tell you who ran away, who were the first to run away. And they were the fastest in that marathon on the day of Uhud. Some of them came after 2 hours. Some of them came back to the Prophet the same night. Uthman ibn Affan came after 3 days. Allahu Akbar. What a bravery. 3 days he was hiding. Go and read their names. Allah says some of those, أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, they only cared about themselves. They didn't care about the Prophet or the Islamic army. يَظُنُّونَ, above that, يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. They started speculating about God. Does God exist? Is he here? If he's here, why? Where is his victory? Where is his promise? They don't say that we run away. They blame God. Allah says, ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, the same thinking of the people of Jahiliyyah who were non-Muslims, idol worshippers. Those Muslims, they had the same thinking. This is the Quran. Don't tell me, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, all of them. This is the Quran. Who do we believe? Do we believe you or God in the Quran? So, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen answers this question. We ask him then, who are the authentic followers of the Anbiya, including our Prophet? Listen to what he says. He says, إِنَّ وَلِيَّ مُحَمَّدٍ, the true follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ بَعُدَتْ لُحْمَتُهُ, someone who obeys God, even if he has no biological relationship with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّ عَدُوَّ مُحَمَّدٍ, indeed the enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَنْ عَصَى اللَّهَ وَإِنْ قَرُبَتْ قَرَابَتُهُ, someone who disobeys God, even though he's so close biologically, flesh and blood, he's so close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Islam. Do you know why Quraysh, many of them, they rejected the Prophet? Because they rejected God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Whoever obeys the Prophet and God, you cannot separate between them. You can't say, I pass by Muhammad and I go to God. I don't need him. Allah says, this is the gate to me. On the other hand, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, if you disobey the Prophet, you are disobeying God. وَمَنْ يَعْصَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. On the other hand, those who disobey the Prophet, because the disobedience of the Prophet means the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We welcome Mawlana Samahti Sheikh from the UK. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum Shaykhana. May Allah bless you inshallah. And yesterday there was a tragedy in southern Beirut. I think two or three suicide bombers. They killed a total of 43 and they wounded over 200 of people who are civilian. Men, women, children, in the marketplace to intimidate the people of the truth. But this intimidation would not happen. People are going to be strengthened. People are going to be more resilient. People are going to defend their cause, which is the cause of Islam. We remember those victims. May Allah, inshallah, receive them with His blessing, with His mercy, with His forgiveness. And all the shuhada, all the martyrs who are falling every single day in many places, defending justice, defending truth, and defending Islam. We always remember them, inshallah, with our dua. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين من على مرضانا وجرحانا بالشفاء والعافية لا تخرجنا من الدنيا حتى ترضى عنا أمتنا على ولاية أمير المؤمنين وعجل في فرج قائدنا وسيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح الشهداء جميعا شهداء بيروت والشهداء الآخرين إلى أرواحهم جميعا ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.